Broadcasting Network.
Wake up, you sip hot tea. Mindless music, radio free. You see blue skies and think of sea. How are you doing? And later on, switch on TV. Give me a news, they give half truths to me. They give us wise, they feed us lies. Now I want to do it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Educate, they fabricate. And we sit back till
it's too late.
Right. I think that's me, I'm not sure.
Radio Avenger.
Rick Adams is on.
All right, we're back now, and we've got Barb on the line from Florida. Hi, Barb. Are you there, Barb?
Hi, Barb from Florida. Hi, gentlemen.
Yes, thank you, Barb. I have a couple of... Bob coming up next, though. Yes, go ahead, Barb. Thank you for your card, by the way.
Oh, you're welcome. The two articles in the Palm Beach Post, one from Bloomberg News and the other from Associated Press, a former top aide, Ari Harrow, agreed to testify against Netanyahu. He's being investigated. They've also spoken to Sheldon Adelson and Arnon Milchan, Hollywood producer.
Netanyahu says
he doesn't respond to background noise, but he noted that he has success in expanding Israel's diplomatic ties and mentioning his government's efforts on behalf of the settlement movement. One of the suspicions is he received a lot of gifts. Also, he's suspected of conspiring with the owner of Israel's Yediot. And newspaper to undermine a competing free daily newspaper backed by Adelson. Also, there's suspicions that his associates improperly profited from Israel's purchase of nuclear submarines from Germany. They're not pointing at Netanyahu, but his associates. Also, his son is being portrayed as leading a life of privilege at taxpayers' expense. Yair, 26 years old. A neighbor posted an account of how he refused to pick up after the Netanyahu family dog at a public park, and when confronted, gave the neighbor the finger. And then also a post online, he signed the post with emojis of a middle finger and a pile of excrement. This is the type of character. They're so arrogant.
Well, yeah, we know. Netanyahu now is being, again, opposed and possibly set up for an indictment for various minor crimes, comparatively speaking. But we've seen that before, and it goes nowhere. And, you know, we really don't like him very well in Israel, as a matter of fact. But, you know, the fact of the matter is God appoints leaders. And he puts the worst of the scum sometimes right at the top, you know? Any response now? Yeah. Andrew wants to respond to you and the other callers. Go ahead, Andrew.
Thank you, Rick, and thank you, Barb, for your call. Firstly, you mentioned Arnon Milchan, Barb. Well, one thing that's quite interesting, he is a Hollywood producer. He produced the JFK film. And interestingly, that film got an Oscar for Best Editing. I don't know if that was their way of signalling the fact that no mention of Jewish involvement in the assassination of JFK was mentioned in the movie. And also, I made a couple of notes for the calls on that Tony made and Frank and Wes made. Firstly, the BDS, anti-BDS bill, that is stage one. We know that this group. They do things by gradualism. You only need to look at the fact that gay marriage only came into effect in the US about 2 years ago, and now all we're talking about is transgenderism. So they've moved it forward that fast. And in the UK and other European countries, the UK have already adopted the international definition of anti-Semitism, which includes such wonderful proclamations as you're guilty of anti-Semitism if you claim that the Jews control the media or the Jews control the banking system. Any criticism of the Jews' treatment of the Palestinians is, you know, obviously also in there. And that's I think about it. Apart from, I want to thank Wes for his kind comments. He's a prolific caller to your show, Rick, and I enjoy hearing his calls as I listen to your show every week.
Thank you. Thank you. I don't know if you can fit it in, but we have one more call.
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, let's bring up Rob in Illinois. Oh, Bob. Okay, come on up, Bob.
Good afternoon, Rick and Andy. First, I want to say that I appreciate you both for speaking widely and publicly about information that we should know and utilizing our First Amendment rights here in the United States. You're an example, and educators at that. The problem with this right now is our free speech is hanging by a thread. It isn't just Senate Bill 720, but it's also U.S. H.R. 257, which is the hate speech law that mimics or goes in, reflects Canada's M103, which basically all hate speech, you know, discrimination, religion, races, minorities, you name it, which was introduced here in the United States 2 weeks, 14 days, April 6th, after the M103 passed. So it goes in unison with S720. And if that hate speech law goes into effect, basically the gag is on, the handcuffs are on, and we're not going to be able to get this information from you and a plethora of other hosts and independent writers and so on, because that limits us. You can't post a sign. You can't post talk to anybody. It's all over. That, along with the net neutrality laws, you know, where they're really got us in a corner.
You know, I hate to interrupt you, Rob, but almost out of time here. But I would say at that point, that's when the guns come out. When the speech is censored and your freedom to do whatever you need to do, then you have a moral obligation, Christian obligation, to stand up for God and nation. That's something that should not be taken too lightly. All right. Thank you for the call, sir. You make excellent points. Andrew, we're out of time. I know you have to edit for your program, which we'll hear this, I think, next week. But thank you, Andrew Carrington Hitchcock, for another great, stellar show.
Thank you so much, Rick. It's always a joy doing the show with you.
Amen. Talk to you soon. All right. Thank you. Now we're going to try to bring him up, Sam, if you could dial that number and see if we have... Andrew could only stay an hour, by the way. He has other appointments today because he's a little bit ahead of us in England. I think he's about 5 or 6 hours ahead of us or behind us, whatever. I don't know the sun from the moon anymore. But now he's, you know, he has to do what he has to do, but it was gracious of him to join us in this hour. And now we're going to bring up another guy who's been away for a few months. I'll try to bring him up anyway. And that's Dr. K, who's been away, busy, and, you know, he's earning his keep. One thing I've always admired about him, Dr. K, is that he's never slacked for doing something productive. In the field of health particularly, but not limited to that, he has done exemplary work in bringing really bringing health and wellness to people in every country. Thankfully, like I said, he's been very helpful to me. Grace of our God, healing and helping us and trying to share that truth with others. But he also has a website, nodisinfo.com. So that's Arts. Arts away this week and next week. He's got noplaceforcorruption.com. Focusing.com. He's been a little bit lax lately, but I know he's going to get back into the swing of things. So we should be hearing from Dr. K in just a moment. And Sam has the number. He's at the office. Are we there? Okay, do you want me to just do what I normally do? Let's do that, all right? Okay, give us a little music interlude.
Don't feel like the Lone Ranger. You've got the Radio Avenger on your side.
Hey, Rick Adams is on. Hey, turn your horse radio on. Rick Adams is on. Yeah. Ouch.
All right, we are waiting to hear from Dr. K, and he should be coming on shortly. He said he would be here. He's back home. He's been traveling across, I don't know where, but he's been continental, you know, going intercontinental and very active in that regard. So, all right, do we have him yet? Do we have Dr. K yet or not? No? Okay, no word from him. Dial that number, please, and he should pick up. All right, well, in the meantime, like I said, Andrew had to leave us, but you don't have to leave us. We can continue to take some calls on this very subject that we have been talking about, which is the anti-BDS legislation in the House and in the Senate. And I will guarantee you that all four of my congressional so-called representatives in Congress have signed on to it. That I will pretty much guarantee, because all of them are literally deep in the pockets of the so-called Israel lobby, as it's known. You know, Stephen J. Walt and John J. Mersheimer wrote that book, The Lobby, some years ago. And it was very interesting to see the book, you know, The Lobby, the book itself sold pretty well, and it was pretty influential. And I was looking to see at my local rag sheet, the Providence Journal, to see whether or not they would editorialize on it, because they too have been very, very, very much in the pockets, of course, of the Cosa Nostra. For a while there, they had a couple of people on the editorial board that took a stand that was pretty strong, actually, for its venue in the Providence Journal, to take a stand against Israeli, you know, occupations, abuse, terror, all of that. One of them was Philip Terzian, who, of course, you can judge as an Armenian, very brilliant man, as a matter of fact. I had some conversations with him going back to years ago when I was a contributor, a very avid and frequent contributor to the letters to the editor column of that paper, the local Providence Journal. And he was very strong against the Israel lobby. Well, what happened with him was he got bought out. He got bought out by the Crystals, and the Crystal family, Irving Crystal and his son. And so what happened was he went to work, I believe, ultimately for, was it Commentary Magazine, I think, or one of the other Jewish publications. And so he became a writer there. I noticed what happened was over the preceding month before he was bought out, that he started to soften his he started to soften his criticisms of Israel very mildly. And he would criticize them once and again, but he would do it in a less, shall we say, sanguine manner. And I found that to be very interesting. That was like a signal. And so he left. He left the Journal. And then there was a change in leadership and so forth. But there was also another member of the editorial board. In fact, I think he was the only black, to be honest with you. I remember the only black editorial writer ever allowed on board of the Journal, which was supposed to be an old Yankee newspaper, you know, 188 years old now. But in fact, the same usual people, of course, bankrolled the paper and its operations, the people we're talking about. And his name, if I remember, was Carl Senna, I believe, S-E-N-N-A. And so he was the character that also criticized Israel. And he wound up leaving the Journal after a few years there. And so the handwriting was on the wall. Basically, what we have is total control of the media. It reminds me of Georgianne Guyer, when she, as a columnist, what was it, for the Chicago Tribune, I believe, one of the two big Chicago papers, she was criticizing Israel in 1968 and 9 in one of her columns, and the column was pulled. She was criticizing the brutal occupation following the 67 war. That was Georgianne Guyer, and she wound up getting censored in the pages of the Chicago papers. So that was another clear indication of what you can and cannot say in this so-called land of the free and home of the brave. All right? Let's take some calls now while we're waiting to see if Dr. K is coming on. All right, Terry from Austin, I believe. You're up on the program, Rick Adams Uncensored.
Yes, Rick. Can you hear me?
I can hear you. Can you hear us?
Yes, you're coming in loud and clear.
Okay,
of course,
go ahead.
You know, I wanted to piggyback on, since other callers have mentioned about that Senate Bill 720.
Mm-hmm.
And I have jokingly called in before. Of course, I think this is just the precursor. If they can get this legislation passed, then it's a superhighway to the next piece of legislation. And I've jokingly talked about it, but in a way, being serious about it, that if they get this thing passed, the very next piece of legislation I would sense or predict would be, of course, Holocaust Remembrance Day being a national holiday.
Well, and I think that's a given. Eventually they'll have it. But I think even more so than that will be trials, actually trials of people in America who debunk or deny the Holocaust. And anybody who is influential enough to do so of any note would probably be tried, just as these German army personnel, generals and majors and so forth in the German army are still being tried, and they will be tried if God were permitted to continue for another 50 years. They would still find somebody alive who supposedly killed 8 million Jews in this particular camp or that one, you know. So I think that would also be the next step, Terry.
Can I make a suggestion, Rick? I don't know if you'd incorporate it into your program, but I thought it was, since you're so good at humor and levity, I don't know if you remember, there was a guy based out of L.A., a black guy, a commentator. His name, I believe, was Terry Anderson. And at the end of his program, either daily or weekly, the few times I heard him, he used to give out an award. And you could do that, too. I think he called it the most horriblest clown of the week award. And it was, you know, it was for some boneheaded, you know, commentator or whatever, that may, you know, just highlighting the absurdity of what they've done. And certainly, and of course, you've made many mentions, too. You have your hall of shames, like, first off, Tom Brokejaw, and Lion Brian Williams. And certainly Lion Brian Williams would be at the top of that award that you could dispense if you decide to go that route and incorporate that program. Now, sometimes, you know, your callers mention stuff, and I go back and research some of the stuff they say. The one call you had called in about the gal who was she's the mayor of Minneapolis. And I looked at it, and she was to pander to the Somalis. They've got a picture of their having a meeting where she's wearing a burqa in a meeting. I mean, this is, and then, I don't know, you may have already covered it back in April. I didn't see this. I didn't know. Maybe I didn't get a chance to listen to your program. Again, Lion Brian Williams, they launched the missiles when Trump lost the missiles to Syria because of the supposed sarin gas attack. There is Lion Brian Williams. I don't know if you covered this, Rick, or aware of that. You probably did. He's on the television NBC, and they're launching the missiles, these Tomahawk missiles from destroyers, and he's commenting, making commentary about this as they show him launching, that they're beautiful pictures. And then he kind of follows it up and says, I'm tempted to quote the great Leonard Cohen, I'm guided by the beauty of our weapons.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, this is how decrepit we've become, and the absurdity of what's taking place. That, in conjunction with SB 720, Sure. No wonder we're living in the day of, you know, the great Babylon, the mystery Babylon, the mother of harlots.
You got it. You said it well. All right, take a break. If you want to hang on, you may, but we'll come back, folks. Rick Adams on Center.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
And I think we still have Terry on the line, or do we not? Terry, are you there? Then I guess we do not. All right, then we have Roger. We have Roger from Ohio now. Hello, Roger. You're on the program.
Yes. Yes, good afternoon. Nice hearing you have a great program. I have a small people that go to the grocery store and the items that they buy that is packaged, they can notice there's a U that's stamped on it.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes it might be a day, and it's supposed to be kosher, and people should start boycotting this.
Yeah, that was brought up years and years ago. Now, is it still current? Is that still the case, the U and the K symbol?
80 to 90% of the packaging that you buy in the grocery store will have the U on it, or the K, or be U followed by D if it's dairy products. I mean, right. It's on almost everything.
Mm-hmm. Of course, they deny that's a kosher tax, you know, but I've always found that to be another one of their lies, that they claim that they are not taxing us with a special extortion tax on the manufacturers. In reality, I would believe the latter, not the former.
Well, I talked to a guy that worked for a big bakery, And then you said they had five huge ovens, and they had to put the ingredients in a certain way to make it kosher. And the rabbi comes in there, and he checks out, too. They sign him a check for $500, and he walks out the door.
Really? And you know that, huh, and, for a fact?
Well, yeah. Well, the dairy farmers, they actually go out on the dairy farm to make sure there's no piggy close to that milk cow so it can be kosher.
Wow, such a deal, huh?
And then they have, there's an organization, you can Google all this, that's upstate New York, and they're getting like $350 million a year off of this scam.
Uh-huh.
Symbolism is a big deal to these people. People have to realize that symbolism, I tell people, I says, when you get your food and you see that you on there, you better pray, because it says, if you deny me on earth, I'll deny you in heaven. I said, you better pray over your food every time you eat it.
That's true. You knowingly help the enemy there, and you definitely have some blood on your hands as well. Yeah. Thank you for those reminders.
This is a very simple thing people can do. I mean, it's, you know, I tell people about it, but most people don't care, you know, because they don't know what's going on. But you'll run a few people, and they're like, what? Yeah, the R is for register, the TM is for trademark, but that U down there, that's for kosher.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So I mean, the people that really upset me is the Christian Zionists. I mean, if I'm going to put anybody in a hate group, it's going to be the Christian Zionists. These guys, these people are the biggest morons walking on the planet Earth.
Well, they're the enablers, aren't they?
Yeah, useful idiots, as they say. Well, it's nice talking to you. I enjoy your show. If I don't catch you, I always go to the archives and listen to it. So
thank you.
A good day, and keep up the
good work. Okay, Raj. Okay. Thank you again. All right. I think we have Dr. K up on now. It's been a long time. And hello, Dr. K. Are you
here? Hi there. How are you? Good to talk to you again, Mr. Adams. Great to be with you.
Thank you. Good to hear your voice again. It's like hearing a miracle out of heaven.
Waiting to talk
to you and hear from you. Now, what have you been up to in the last few months, Dr. K?
Well, I've worked on that the Black Seed Miracle, investigating that, did some investigative reporting and ended up with a book. Did some investigative reporting in the Maasai tribe, was in Kenya, and did some work there and published a video, as you can see, about the Maasai. I met with one of the village chiefs about, and I predicted to him, I said that if you're having your women getting injections by the U.S. and the others, yes, we are. We don't like it. And what about the children? Are they getting the polio shot? Are they getting the injection? He said, they are, and we are seeing illness. I said, well, you're going to see polio. He says, we have a case in the village.
Wow.
And he brought this child out, and the child looked like a two-year-old, but the child was six, and it couldn't, the Maasai child. Now, what's a Maasai mama? You know, they call them Maasai mama. What's a Maasai mama going to do with a paralyzed six-year-old? You see what I'm saying?
Sure.
They never had
any
polio.
And
it didn't exist.
Who's the guy, who's one of the culprits here that's financing all this good stuff? Is Gates? Is his name?
Oh,
Gates?
Yeah. Yeah, it is him. He's a criminal.
Well, isn't that sweet of him, huh? And the rest of the tribe. All right. Hey, Dr. K, we have to do the quick break now. We will be right back with you, and plenty of time to chime in. Rick Adams, Uncensored.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Rick Adams is back.
Radio Avenger, the Paul Revere of talk radio.
All right, folks, we are back now. I think Dr. K had to disconnect and trying to call us back on a different line. He was at the office, and I guess that's North American Herb and Spice, my favorite company, which we utilize all the time. We buy from them. I do. I buy from them, and I continue to purchase my my juices, the organic juices, which have kept me free of any fungus, of any situation that will lead to tumors or cancerous growth. And you know, I tell people all the time to go to North American Herb and Spice and to get the catalog and do that. Now, is Dr. K back?
Yeah.
Okay, Doc K. So as you were saying, then AIDS people and some of these other people that are really hot on this, you know, I'm sure Jeff Bezos is in on this as well.
Oh, yeah.
Of other, the Elon Musks of the world and people of that ilk, you know, are certainly happy to provide the medicines, as they call them, you know, the vaccines, as they call them, to help prevent the sudden death syndromes and the ugly disease syndromes that these tribes in Mali and Africa throughout the African sub-Saharan continent will have. And I guess it's working for them, isn't it, these drug pushers?
Well, you know, Kissinger, the pedophile, said it well when he said that they don't want any competition to their diamond mines, the gold, the oil, gas, minerals, lithium. They've got a monopoly. They have the rabbinical monopoly. So they would regard the Maasai or other independent, powerful people, people who have power on the earth, they find them to be a threat. They find the African people to be a threat at large. So the American people. So they want to denude them, weaken them, debilitate them, make them a disease unto themselves so that they cannot function, they cannot fight, they can't rebel, they don't have any mental toughness, physical toughness. Because then they wouldn't with the inoculations, you see. They would be saddled with cancer and precancer. They'd be saddled with simian virus 40, simian virus 39, simian cytomegalovirus, other vacuolating viruses. They'd be saddled with the amoeba. They'd be saddled with various herpetic pathogens, diphtheria toxin, the whooping cough pathogen, and they're injecting them live or dead particles. So you know, everybody's weak and feeble. That's the objective. The way you can avoid getting weaker and more feeble is to, first of all, never allow yourselves to be injected, never allow your children to be injected. It doesn't make any sense. The immune system is set up to interact as an infant is developing or a child with food, with, you know, sucking, with grabbing and putting in the mouth to get adjusted to the environment, or by a scratch on the skin, adjusted, not to be injected with a needle that has 150 pathogens in it, aspartame, MSG, mercury, aluminum salts, formaldehyde. You know, that's going to, you know, what when you get those injections, it destroys the immune system.
Well, now I find that at pharmacies, too, they're denying all of this. They're saying, we have flu shots, we have pneumonia shots, and so forth, that contain none of those buffers or fillers. They're free of them. And I say, oh, really? I said, boy, would you offer that up as an ironclad guarantee? And, you know, they just walk away. They don't want to talk about
right.
it. How come?
Yeah, because they are only suppressed in the amount of thimerosal. The aluminum salts, the squalene, the aspartame, yes. The MSG, all of that's still in there. So that's just
some Harvard researchers themselves have come forward about squalene, and they said, you know, a natural substance in the brain maybe, but not when it's a synthetic form that goes in and does brain damage.
Right, right. And just to inject, you see, these things, apparently there was a case where some doctor, there's some natural, I don't know who it was, thought he knew what he was doing and injected somebody or IV turmeric. Well, if you put turmeric IV, you're going to create an embolus and the patient died. So it doesn't matter if it's natural or unnatural. If you're injecting it, it has to be sort of a USP, specially buffered type of material to be safely injected. You can't safely inject formaldehyde. No matter what you do, you can't safely inject mercury.
No,
you can't
no.
safely... You know, now the other, so I published a video about the scam artist and also a no disinfo post about this criminal mind, Bill Gates.
Yes.
And I showed the child. Yeah. You know, he is responsible for genocidal murder. In India alone, I think they traced, 40,000 cases of polio. In 1 year from Bill Gates.
That's up on your No Disinfo site. Yeah.
That's right.
You have that
That's
published.
Right.
Right. Now, let me ask you this. How far did you go throughout the African continent? Did you venture forth into, for instance, Libya to find out exactly what these rascals have been doing to the resources they've stolen there, the waterways, the minerals and so on and so forth that we understand are beneath the soil in Libya?
Yeah, no, I didn't. I'm sure they're doing a Afghanistan-style raping of the land, the rabbis, and as much as they want to the illicit Zionist entity.
Mm-hmm.
The Libyan campaign is a Zionist scheme. The whole entire Arab Spring scheme was a great distraction. You know, you've got to give the Zionists credit. They're quite clever. They were able to somehow solicit people to fight their war in Syria. At the same time, they solicited people, whether they gave them money, $50,000 or whatever, to fight their war on behalf of their entity, NATO, in Libya. They solicited the Arab Spring in Egypt, created a distraction, then moved in with the Jew El-Sisi and started slaughtering anybody that was in the way.
Mm-hmm.
And so very, very clever. And people are walking.
Well, no, that's why I'm asking you about Libya particularly, because
I didn't go. I was embedded in a distant, remote area studying the Maasai and their medicines.
Yeah, and, the Maasai are well known. You know, I studied them over the years. Also, the Kalahari. Now, have you had any experience with them, the Kalahari tribe?
Not yet, but I will tell you that the Maasai told me that as long as they stayed with their traditional milk, blood from the neck, that way they had a special way they could safely take the blood, and their herbs, and a little butter here and there, but the herbs, they would make herb soup. As long as they had that with meat and goat and so on, they had no health problems whatsoever. He said, the chief told me, he said, now we have to eat poison like potatoes and broccoli. Honest to God, because they know that by adapting their diet so radically to the modern diet, and of course he listed other poisons like sugar and NutraSweet and soda pop and all that, but they are tenacious when they stay with their ethnic diet. Powerful people. Now, another thing though. I had some time on my hands, so I decided to look on another level, as you know, at Oklahoma City Murray Building.
Yes,
I hate
did.
To switch gears, but you got to get into this, because just as fraudulent as vaccine is also this idea of, you know, homegrown terror. It's fake.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So
I agree.
Everybody's been swooning around Oklahoma City. Oklahoma City Murray Building bombing is solved. It was a fake. It isn't even like 9-1-1 where you actually had people who were injured here and there, maybe some fatalities, people certainly in buildings and so on. There was nobody in that Murray Building. Nobody.
Oh, I know. It was totally vacant, wasn't it?
It was totally vacant. And the ATF got warning. Everybody got warning. And they roped the area off and put detonator charges in there. No, there weren't extra bombs in there. If there were extra bombs, they just didn't detonate. That's all. They were placed by the federal government. And they just did a demolition charges, demolished it, made sure nobody was around. Then the crisis actors get into the act.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
They even are so desperate that they took a prior amputee. I proved it on the site. They took a prior amputee, slinked her into the rubble to make it look like she was caught. But when we did a close-up imagery, she doesn't have a leg in the first place.
Boy, I'm telling you, it's like a Heather Abbott all over again, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. And so desperate. This federal government, so feeble, so absolutely weak-kneed, that they have to crush the people's rights and the people at large through filthy lies and have the taxpayer pay for it.
That's the hurt part. You know, it really hurts when they snub it in your face and then you pay them the bill. You know, it's amazing.
Yeah.
It's amazing. Yeah. You know,
why would anybody want to have anything to do with this system? It's a devil.
No, it's a totally corrupt system. The whole legal system, the political, economic, these are the dynasties that are hidden to the average person, but God's people know who they are, the economic, the political, the academic, media world, and most of all, the religious world, as one of our previous callers
said. Oh, my God, the religious world. Every one of them.
Yep.
Every one of them has become the 1B system.
Absolutely. And I was very pleased, by the way, to note that you have been using that term, the Kenites, very copiously in your No Disinfo loggings on the Oregon fake shoot, the mall shoot that took place a few months back. So we used that on one of our TV programs. I have to say,
good.
That was excellent. That was excellent.
Yeah, and then all that Oregon, Washington State, you would expect corruption to come out of there, but... But this Oklahoma City thing was a really elaborate fake where they roped that area off.
Yeah, I agree.
And then, you know, it's...
Well, look, we had the general on, a former demolitions expert, General Parton, Ben Parton, you know, years ago on this program.
Yeah,
we had him on repeatedly, and he offered to go in and investigate it for himself. And they said, no way, Jose, we will not allow you to go in because it's too unstable, it's too dangerous, and we get to take the building down within a matter of a couple of months, you know, because it's a
dinosaur, right.
And it reminds people of the horrific images that day when these Patriot nutcakes blew up the building, you know?
Yes,
and we know
right. So therefore... The people who have astutely said that Timothy McVeigh is still alive with a beard somewhere are correct.
I have no doubt that all of this is possible, likely, and more likely than not the truth. I don't trust anything anymore that comes out of the media. As I said earlier, we need to stress this point, Dr. K, to everyone, is that there is no independent free media in this country any longer.
God.
The media
or anywhere.
God work together, okay?
Anywhere. The Middle East. Will anybody speak the truth? Where?
Not in the media. You know, you got this shake-up, this fake shake-up in the administration now, and it's all part of the chaos leads to control mentality of Trump, and we're talking about Sessions, and he's going to rein in immigration. He's going to do this and that, but he's also going to crack down on the states that want to legalize certain drugs or what have you, violating states' rights in the name of protecting states' rights. Then you've got, what's his name, Kelly, who's notorious as Homeland Security Director, being moved over to Chief of Staff. Now, you got Mr. Krauthammer, who thinks that's a wonderful idea, Charles Krauthammer.
We better all run away to the moon if Krauthammer's behind.
He applauds,
you know,
it. He's a winner,
tell you,
the winner of the week.
I'll tell you, if anybody's paying attention to that stuff, they're already lost.
They've lost the battle if they believe any of it, Dr. K.
If they believe any of that stuff. If they believe there really is this war going on and between the media and Trump and the...
God, the fraud.
You know, while that little sniveling Zionist mole, his so-called son-in-law, and his Jewish daughter are the lead consultants.
Well, we call him now the president, Mr. President Kushner. We've called him President Kushner. You know, if it wasn't so tragic, it would be funny. You know what they say? You know, people will believe anything, and P.T. Barnum was right when he said it.
Oh, yeah.
The fact of the matter is that all the good people, God's people all over the world, are very dumb animals. They are stupid. I mean, I don't mean to insult anybody, but they'll believe anything that the media say and then say the media is lying, but we believe them on this. You know, we believe them on that. Well, you can't believe anything they say.
Yeah, lawyers are a bunch of crooks, but if they're politicians, then we believe them because that's our president.
Right, right. There you go. I mean, they should know by now. that the Sons of Cain are not going to allow anybody in a White House, in this country, or in Congress to survive if he or she takes them on, you know, dead on, spot on, and hits them right in the forehead. They will not put up with it. They will not tolerate it. They need it, though, as controlled opposition. And the controlled opposition leads to the new synthesis, which is to create a police state in America. And, you know, the previous hour, Dr. K, we're talking about these legislations now to ban the BDS movement, to sanction it criminally, the boycott, divest, and sanctions against the racist tiny strip in the Middle East, the evil fig tree. And what they're doing now is right in your face that the Congress is totally Israeli-occupied territory, as Pat Buchanan said many years ago, you know?
We
made that clear with
Yeah, you just don't want to have anything to do with these criminals. You know, if a person can find a way to make a buck here and there, who needs
to
know?
That's the key, isn't it? Yeah, go around them. You know, if you see a tree in the middle of the road and you can't go through it, then you go around it. And
go around. Go around. Figure out something.
Yeah, yeah.
Make sure you got your garden. Get your chickens if you can do that. You know, live as an independent enclave unto yourself, you and your family, your loved ones. And if you've got a good relationship with your loved ones, that's fantastic. Do where due is regarded.
Amen.
Don't pay any attention to this junk. I get mad at myself
All right, stay where you are, Dr. K. We're all wound up today, aren't we? We'll come right back. I have another question for you. Stay tuned.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promote stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the iCanGetTo Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get 2. That's I-C-A-N-G-E-T, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain, and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone, and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's angioprim.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
All right, Dr. K, before I take a call here, I want to ask you, have you heard lately about the acquisition by Mr. Bezos and Amazon of Whole Foods now and the deterioration of that situation?
I don't think that Amazon or its people were supposed to announce. One of the stipulations was that this was going to be under the radar until all the due diligence was done. It's a disaster. Amazon itself is a disaster. Let me just tell you, all I know is that something's maybe gone afoul and it may fizzle, but no company is worth $1,500 per stock unit, okay? Mm-hmm. It's all speculation. Yeah, they're doing a fair amount of business, but, you know, it's only because greedy people are propping it up and getting involved. We don't need to support such an entity. It's not a fair business model. They undermine prices. They undermine and undermine some more, and that just disrupts the marketplace. They even undermine the manufacturer's suggested retail, and then companies are having to constantly fight with people who sell on Amazon, violating the code. I'm to the point, they've destroyed the book, that particular entity has destroyed the book trade. I'm to the point where when I do a radio show, I say, don't buy my books on Amazon. I don't want your business.
Yeah, right. I know.
You know, go to my website, go to some crazy bookstore and special order or a health store, go to my website, but I don't want your business. I'm to the point of canceling. Well, you know, I cancel Amazon. I'm just almost
good,
there.
Good, good. Let's see if we can squeeze in a brief call from Charles. Hello, Charles. You're up on the program, Dr. K and Rick.
Yeah. All right. Can you hear me, gentlemen?
Yeah. Quickly now. I don't have much time.
Okay, I just want to make a quick point here. You say that Murrah office building is fake. Look into Waco, too, because that was the first time nobody ran out of a burning building. It's very possible that Waco was a staged event, and they started the fire on the windiest day of the year, and nobody ran out of the buildings. Absolutely.
Interesting. I will look into that. I was looking at the imagery of these charred entities, because they'll show you that. But they've staged everything, so I will look into that. That's where I stopped going further until I could figure out what they were showing me. But I will look into it. If you have any links, send them to Mr. Adams, if you could.
Yeah, and I'll forward
them, gentlemen.
All right?
Bye now.
Okay, thank you. Dr. K, I'm glad we have...
I know that David Koresh looked kind of funny when they were showing him. If he was shot, we would have seen some evidence. They showed him. We didn't see any evidence that he was in distress or that he was really bleeding from gunshot wounds. So
that was one thing,
yeah.
But I will say this. When in doubt, always assume that this government, this regime, is capable of the most heinous crimes, including mass murder, that any entity could ever perform. So
That's true. We'll give them credit for doing it all, murder and non-murder. But I will look into that.
Murder and cover-up. Yep.
Yeah.
Well, Dr. K, nodisinfo.com. We've got to have you back again when you have more time and you're freer, because there are a lot of subjects that we need to cover. And thank you for sharing us this time.
You
okay?
Bet. Bye.
All right, brother. Bye-bye. We'll talk soon. Bye-bye now. Well, folks, we're at the end of the program just about, so we don't have any more time. I thank you all for joining us. We had a great show, and we'll do it again next week. We are going to plan on having Greg Felton on Israel, the host of the Parasite, and other guests. So keep us in your prayers, and goodbye, and Yahweh bless his elect.
Hey there, quick question for you. Would you be okay with more energy, more endurance, thicker, healthier hair, a better mood, reduced appearance of wrinkles, improved sleep, improved blood pressure and cholesterol profiles, improved vision, improved memory? Okay then. Well now, have you heard of Nature's Youth RSF? It's from the anti-aging experts at naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com. See, at Nature's Youth, they understand exactly what it means to provide top quality health products. And Nature's Youth customers not only improve their health, they know they're also providing their body with the right nourishment to maintain that peak performance and fight the aging process. If health, wellness, and nutrition are what you desire, choose Nature's Youth RSF. I did. You see, you're going to get older. It's just up to you how you feel when you get there. Get started today. Nature's Youth RSF. Simple to use, simple to order. Go to naturesyouth.com. That's naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because